Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The fight for churches that began 1 year ago. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's amazing, Matt, that it's been 1 year ago when we first got that phone call that Rodney Howard Brown had been arrested.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Can you believe
that?
I
remember that very clearly.
I do too.
It was a Monday after the last Sunday service in March. And the very next day, we got word from Dr. Rodney Howard Brown that he was being arrested for having a church service the last Sunday of March. And I remember we went to Facebook because the Hillsborough County Sheriff was doing a press conference live while the pastor was being arrested at his home.
Right. He had had service that Sunday, even though the sheriff and everyone had signed off on all the precautions they were taking, the sanitation they were doing, the distancing, everything they had done according to, you know, what they had asked, signed off, he had the service, and then lo and behold, on Monday, they come and arrest him.
They come and arrest him in a very public way.
Right.
And this was for a misdemeanor. The penalty is up to 2 months in jail and $500 fine. It's kind of like a type of a traffic ticket. But you never arrest somebody for somebody like that. You simply advise them that they have this charge, and they come down and they fill out the paperwork, and that's how you proceed.
But the sheriff had signed off on it.
I know,
that
and
was
the same sheriff did the press conference,
right,
which was amazing, and did it saying that he wanted to make him an example, publicly shame him and make him an example. Now, there was no statewide lockdown on churches at that time. We had just gone into the restrictions, closing restaurants for in-person service. And Hillsborough County, which is where this church is located, where Tampa, Florida is, just on the Friday night before this Sunday at 10 p.m., issued another executive order that limited attendance, but it didn't appear that it was mandatory at all. And that was why the pastor had the meeting with the sheriff on Thursday before this service to talk about that. And he said, no, you can continue to move forward with your service. So he did.
But we later learned it was really the mayor of the Hillsborough County that really the driving force behind
all
this.
Yeah, the Tampa mayor who, and some others that were very much opposed to Christian churches. Mm-hmm. And they drove this. Now, the amazing thing is that he was arrested. He became the first pastor in the United States, I believe, in the world that was arrested.
Yeah, it became worldwide news. I mean, his picture was everywhere.
Yeah, and it was the arrest was over these so-called COVID restrictions. And, of course, that was brand new in the whole world. And it went everywhere around the world. So I remember watching this unfold as it was taking place, and it was just shocking. So we ended up representing Dr. Rodney Howard Brown and the River at Tampa Bay Church. We were about ready to file suit on Thursday, April the 2nd. And on Wednesday, Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order declaring that attendance at churches and places of worship was essential activity. And then he overrode every local ordinance or law that said otherwise and freed up every church in Florida from April 1, 2020, and continuing.
Yeah, it was a great day. And the next day, Hillsborough County Council met and voted to reverse their order from this law.
Yeah, so. And they had no choice. They were told by their council that this executive order from the governor overrode it.
And the charges against the pastor were dropped.
We eventually got them withdrawn. And so this church has gone through an incredible revival since then. It opened up an outdoor service on Palm Sunday. That outdoor service is 6 days a week, 4 hours each night, and it has never stopped since Palm Sunday, the last Sunday in May, to the present. It's now nearing 300 days.
Of course, they did go back to meeting inside eventually, but he's still doing these outdoor revival services.
Still doing outdoor revival services. And there's I talked to the pastor. He says the ministry is being blessed beyond anything that they've ever experienced. And that's one of the things that we have noticed, Holly, in many of the other churches that we represented that stayed open against all this resistance, or that they opened, I should say, against this resistance. Those that did have been incredibly blessed.
You know, and I think it lit a fire in people to really understand how important their religious freedom is, and God uses all things for his glory. And we have to stand up for that religious freedom as a result.
Yeah, so this was on the last Sunday of March. This was March 30 when he had the service, and it was March 30 when he actually had, you know, that last Monday of March. It was the 29th for the service and the 30th of March where he was arrested. And then what ultimately happened after that, I mean, this became very, very visible around the country. On April the 2nd, they ended up, like you said, revoking their order, and on all of this was free in Florida. But then we move on to Lighthouse Fellowship Church. This is a church in Virginia. And this happened on Palm Sunday.
Right, April 5th.
April the 5th. And he had 16 people in a 293-seat sanctuary.
And the police showed up, served the pastor a summons,
which was a punishable up to a year in jail, $2,500 fine, because he had more than 10 people under the governor's order in this large sanctuary. He had six people over. And then they threatened the church that you better not come for Easter, otherwise everyone will be arrested or charged. And this church does not have internet. This is in Chincoteague Island, Virginia, and the internet service is very, very difficult, very low. And so this church doesn't have the option to broadcast its services online.
And this church is like a family anyway. They want to be in person. They want to be together, which they rightly shows should be.
And he was charged, so we eventually got that criminal charge dismissed, but the civil case is still going. Mm-hmm. Then on Good Friday, April the 10th, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear threatened churches to not hold any parking lot services on Easter, despite a federal court order that came down on the very next day, on April the 10th, Saturday, blocking the Louisville mayor from doing the same thing. Governor Beshear continued with his threats, and on April 12, which was Sunday, Easter Sunday, he sent state troopers to Maryville Baptist Church, and they took down the license plate numbers of people in the parking lot service. They gave them these citations and demanded that they go into quarantine for 14 days, that they couldn't leave the county without permission, and so forth and so on. This, again, was another major change. It got national news, and we filed suit against that particular executive order on behalf of Maryville Baptist Church and Dr. Jack Roberts, and ultimately ended up getting two back-to-back Saturday afternoon 3-0 decisions at the Federal Court of Appeals.
Needless to say, this time last year, we became very, very busy.
And it's never been the same since then. Yeah, we were, you know, getting orders on the weekend, writing briefs on the weekend through the Easter holiday, and all these different things were taking place. It was unbelievable.
Right.
And through the other holidays for many, many months. And that has not necessarily changed.
We're still
it's
in the
been a little
of these.
Bit lighter, yeah. But we're still doing long days and still working with churches across the country. But that case is still ongoing because the governor wants to return to his unconstitutional ways. But in the meantime, all the churches in Kentucky are free. Then you go on, we've had other cases, Maine, with regards to Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine. They started off with a no worship order, then a 10-person, then a 50-person worship restriction. The pastor, Ken Graves, began to open, has an amazing ministry, including a drug, alcohol, addiction, rehabilitation, recovery, discipleship program. All of this was essentially, you know, they were told, you can't gather to worship. You can counsel them about drugs and alcohol, but you can't worship, and you can't worship with the rest of the church as well.
And don't forget, we had that great ruling in the Supreme Court on behalf of our California churches.
Right.
So the Supreme Court has opened the door. The water is good, so to speak, now for these churches to open up because
of
their ruling on behalf of the synagogues and the Catholic churches, as well as our California churches.
Yeah, our California churches, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. We got two good orders from the Supreme Court, one in December and then one on February 6, 2021. And that has ultimately overturned the total ban on worship in that state. Then we also have Romanian churches in Illinois. That case is still going on, and they faced incredible opposition.
Those are Romanian churches, yeah.
Yeah, Romanian churches. They experienced this kind of oppression in communist Romania. Never thought they would experience it here in the United States. So a lot of activity has happened, a lot of trips to the Supreme Court, a lot of victories, but we're still pressing forward because some of these restrictions remain, and we want to make sure we never go down this road again. We're here to protect religious freedom. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.